Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Donovan Johnson, and he's going to be in our neighborhood down in Corning so that we can go and see and hear him. So good morning to you, Donovan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Hope you are the same, because we are looking forward to seeing and hearing you tomorrow evening at the Corning Opera House beginning
at
7 o'clock.
So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Yes. Yeah. And I'll just throw in now, and I'll mention again later, your tickets are $15 if you get them ahead of time, and you could go ahead and get that online at the Corning Opera House, or they're $20 at the door for adults. So, great opportunity. Donovan, what kind of music are we going to be hearing tomorrow night?
You're going to be hearing jazz, and the music itself is the jazz music that was in the background of all of the Charlie Brown and the Peanuts specials, written by Vince Guaraldi.
Peanuts? Everybody's a fan of Peanuts, aren't they?
Right.
That's so much fun. And, of course,
yeah.
Most people will recognize kind of the theme, and will recognize a lot of those special occasion ones. Halloween, there's a special one for Halloween?
Yeah, there's the Great Pumpkin Waltz, and then, of course, we've got the Thanksgiving theme, and You're in Love, Charlie Brown, from the Valentine's special. But the main reason that people show up at this time of year, and why we have the concert at this time of year, is for the Christmas special and the music that was featured in the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Mm-hmm. And those have just become traditions in many households. So what fun to hear it played by you, and you have some band members with you. Is that correct?
I do, yeah.
Tell us about them.
Mm-hmm. The band members that I'll be bringing with me are really seasoned professionals, and these guys, along with myself, have played just all over the place, ranging from the Grand Ole Opry to Carnegie Hall, different venues in Denver, Colorado, New Orleans, all over the place. So they know what they're doing.
Yes,
you're... We have a percussionist, a drummer, a bass player, a sax and flute player, and a vocalist, and then a jazz guitarist as well.
Wow.
Will be joining us.
Quite a group that you are bringing to Corning.
Yeah.
So this group also plays, you mentioned Grand Ole Opry, and you mentioned Carnegie Hall. So you play all kinds of music, from country to contemporary?
Correct. Right. Yeah. Classical is how I was raised, classical music and the traditions that go along with that. And then I kind of branched out from there. I think I can probably speak for the majority of the folks that are in this ensemble as well. And their experience is pretty similar. So jazz is something that came along the way. And then contemporary styles, pop styles. We've all been in a lot of different bands, and country bands, and variety bands, wedding bands. So just really seasoned folks, and the show is going to be a very, very high quality.
Okay. You know, it always fascinates me. I'm not a musician, but it fascinates me how all of you can go from one ensemble, one band, to another, depending on where you are and what's happening, and you kind of go in. That means you're really professionals, that you can do that.
Yeah, it just kind of comes with a trade. I mean, you have to be able to do a little bit of everything. In being a professional musician, you think about it like any other occupation. If you just sort of get yourself into one niche, well, then you're kind of, you're really not utilizing your full capability to be able to explore that profession in every other way.
So you mentioned you started out classical. When did you start really knowing that music was something that you were good at and that you wanted to do?
Right. Well, I grew up on a farm in Forest City, Iowa, so up in the northern part of the state. And I was pretty young. I started dabbling on the piano. We had a great big old, early
upright.
1900s,
mm-hmm.
kind of upright,
Yes.
Not a great piano.
Right. but the keys were all there,
The keys were all there, and there were ivories falling off of it, but I didn't care. And I was playing on that thing and enjoying myself from a very young age, probably, you know, 2, 3, 4 years
wow.
old, and just kept doing it. And eventually my parents said, you know, it's time to talk to Sarah Carlson down the street, who was a piano teacher, and she charged $5 a lesson at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I started professional, I wouldn't call them professional lessons, I guess formal lessons with her at about age 6. And just kept it up all the way yeah. through high school and into college. And
I'm guessing that Sarah Carlson really liked you because she had some students who were made to come there because their parents said, you got to go take piano lessons, and they probably
right.
didn't practice. She probably thought you were a wonderful student.
She did. And we had a very strong bond. I went through ebbs and flows too. I mean, every kid gets to a
sure.
point where they just don't want to do it. And for me, I had to discover some other styles aside from classical to kind of keep my interest. And she understood that. So I talked to her just before she passed away about 10 years ago, when she was about 97 years
wow.
old at that time.
Wow, that is
and,
great.
Yeah, real special moment. I let her know everything that was going on in my life. And I think it meant a lot to her that one of her students had taken this as a formal career.
Yes.
You know, it made music their life. It really meant a lot.
I'm sure it did. Now, many of your musicians play various instruments. Do you play something other than piano?
Yeah, I do. I play, of course, keyboards and other
uh-huh.
bands, you know, synthesizers and that kind of thing. But the piano is my main instrument. Bass guitar and drums, I can get by on those things, but even organ and synth and keyboards, it's just not the same as coming back to the piano.
Mm-hmm.
That's my true love right
yeah.
there.
We're visiting with Donovan Johnson, and we'll be able to hear the result of all of his growing up years and professional years. That's tomorrow night, Saturday the 17th, at the Corning Opera House. And it's a treat to come to the Corning Opera House. If folks haven't seen that renovation, they're in for a treat just to come and be there. Your performance will start at 7. And again, tickets are $15 in advance. Get on your Facebook right now and get your tickets for $15 for adults, or walk up the door tomorrow for $20. That's still a huge bargain, Donovan, to come to the Opera House and hear all of you folks. So let's talk a little bit more about how this program comes together. We're talking about Peanuts. Is that the only thing that you will be performing is the Peanuts music, or are you including some other things too?
Well, we'll be performing, the music is all Vince Guaraldi, who wrote the Peanuts music. So some of the songs in the early part of the show are songs that he wrote that were on the air in the, you know, late 60s and early 70s. And people who are fans of jazz or who are listening to the radio at that time may recognize a number of these songs. Cast Your Fate to the Wind is one of those, which reached, I think, number one on the U.S. charts in 1966, 65. He was also a big writer of bossa nova music and toured with other bossa nova artists. So we've got a short bossa nova set. And for those who know how to dance and who are into Latin styles of dance,
wow,
or even waltzing, Vince Guaraldi was big into waltzes. So there are lots of waltzes throughout the evening. And there's a large opportunity for dance. We played at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa, a couple years ago, which, for those who don't know, that's where Buddy Holly had his final concert.
Mm-hmm.
And to play on that same stage, the music of Vince Guaraldi on the same stage where Buddy Holly passed away, or had his last concert, very special. And there were people on that dance floor like you wouldn't believe. So it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. So now you've mentioned, yeah, the story about the Surf Ballroom. What about, how is it to play at the Grand Ole Opry?
We were on the same stage that they filmed Hee Haw.
Oh, yes.
So it was a great time. That was, for me, that was bucket list stuff.
All
you
right.
Know?
All right.
That was that even took the cake over Carnegie Hall.
Okay. Good to know, Donovan. Well,
yeah.
It will be good to come and hear you, see all of your band, and especially hearing the Peanuts music. And that, again, is tomorrow evening, the 17th, Saturday the 17th, at the Corning Opera House starting at 7 p.m. So go online or give them a call or just show up at the door to hear this great music. We want to thank you very much, Donovan Johnson, for visiting with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Till next time, here's a thought. Music gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything.